Live from the heart of Los Angeles, this is the online edition of the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, CEO of Voice of Intention Experience, Stephen A. Harnes.
Night sky. Look at the night sky.
And performance guest, David Frank. I am Mark Leger, and now our host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I am excited about tonight's show. I have learned so much about life from performing. Specifically from singing, not just for myself, but for others, and also a great deal from my various life coaches. Singing coaches, ironically, many of whom I actually felt like they were life coaches, although I didn't know what a life coach was at the time. But I do remember, like, leaving a particular coach who was maybe 60 years older than I at the time. And I would walk out of a voice lesson and I would call somebody and say, you know what I learned today? And I'd talk about something about life or the way we could do things or things would be better if we did this. And I remember even saying to him, he was 85 at the time. So I guess he was a lot older than I was. And I said, I want to be like you. And he laughed and he said, you can't, not yet, but you keep working at it. But somebody even said to me a couple times, are you going to him for life lessons or are you going to him for singing lessons? And I said, you know, singing lessons, but I like the life lessons things I've never thought of before. So I don't know if it's something to do with a performer sees people in a different way or feels things in a different way or tunes in. Maybe it's the music. I don't know what it is, but I'm seeing that there are a lot of performers that bring consciousness through their music and that also bring consciousness through their teaching. And so tonight, I believe we're going to get a little bit of that from both our guest and our performance guest, actually, when we get to talking with them, right, Mark?
Yes, we are. And that was a perfectly appropriate monologue. These guys, I've had the benefit of knowing them both and experiencing the way they affect the community. And couldn't have two guys with bigger hearts, with more talent, that are aligned in the way they see the world, yet approach things very differently, but yet have affected so many people in a positive way. I'm really excited for this conversation.
Yeah, we've titled this episode, Learn How to Open and Utilize Your Voice Effectively and Intentionally. That is right out of our guest's book. There isn't a book yet, but if there were, it would be right in there. It might even be the title. He is a speaker, a trainer, a coach, of course, a singer, and he's CEO of VOIX, V-O-I-X. Welcome to the show, Stephen A. Harnes.
Wait, thank you for having me here, Filippo. I am really honored and looking forward to our conversation.
It's our pleasure. And, you know, it's interesting. I think you and Mark actually met at one point. You were all on a hike or something. And okay.
That is absolutely the truth. We met on a hike.
But the funny thing is Mark said to me afterwards, he's like, I met this singer and then started sharing like these life wisdom, kind of like, you know, me and my voice coach. And so he was saying, you know, we need to have him on the show as a performance guest. And I was thinking, he's talking more about his life lessons than his singing. Although you're singing, there's lots to talk about there. And we'll only touch on it, but you actually started out thinking like you wanted to sing, but people were telling you you didn't have a voice to sing or you couldn't sing according to them. What was going on there?
So, yeah, I went to my very first official voice lesson and I literally was talking like this and I was like, ah, that's literally what I sounded like. It was really that awful. And my teacher, you know, kind of recognized, you know, I think he might have some sort of vocal problem. And so, you know, he played the little bit of the scale and he went, ah, and I went, ah, and you know, it was just awful. And he goes, you know, I think you need to go to the doctor. And so I, you know, and I'm like, well, you know, I basically live in my car and I don't have insurance and I, you know, I can't just go to the doctor. He goes, look, he goes, why do you want to sing? And I said, well, if I learn how to sing, then people will listen to what I have to say. He goes, let's just face it. We live in a world where if you write a hit song, all of a sudden your voice matters, not the song, but what you have to say about life. All of a sudden people listen to what you have to say. They take your advice simply because you have a hit song or you're attached to something popular. And I told him, I go, if I become a famous singer, then I can help more people. I can serve more people. I can love more people because people will listen to what I have to say. And he kind of sat back in his chair. He goes, you know, I can't really argue with that. He goes, but you're not going to do that with this voice. You really need to go to the doctor. And so he says, look, I'll set it up for you. Will you go if I set it up? And I go, yeah, I'll go. And so I went and saw Dr. Von Laden. Dr. Von Laden was at the UCLA Medical Center. He was apparently the top voice doctor in the world at the time. He died in 2014. And I walked into his office, into my appointment, and he goes, so you're the kid. And I go, the kid? He goes, yeah. He goes, I want to hear it with my own ears. Why do you want to sing? And I go, so that I can help people because they'll listen to what I have to say. He goes, yeah, okay, well, let's take a look. And he took a look at my vocal cords, and I had a callus on each vocal cord. Already, I had, they're called vocal nodules, and you get them because you abuse your voice, you know, and I was only like, what, 19, 20 years old, and I had these, and he goes, you're going to have to not talk for an entire month, and I go, I wait tables, I basically live in my car, I can't do that, that's not an option, he goes, I believe in what you want to do, and I think it's amazing. He goes, I'm not going to charge you for today and you have to come back and I'm not going to charge you for that either. If I don't charge you, will you promise to take a month off of your voice? Wow. And so I agreed. And sometimes the story makes me cry. So if I start to feel like you can hear me crying. Anyway, I go back a month later and they're gone. And he says to me, okay. And I'm like, yes, mission accomplished. And he says, well, not exactly. You're mighty young to have gotten these. You didn't get them from singing. You got them because of the way that you talk. So for the next 3 years, I went through a rigorous voice therapy where I had to relearn how to speak. And I discovered that I already knew that I had a lisp, but I didn't realize how prolific it actually was. I talked out of the side of my mouth, out of the bottom corner of it. And I never smiled. I was a very, very depressed, unhappy child for many different reasons. And so there was a lot of stress in my body and in my voice and in my life. And so I never really laughed or anything. That was not something that I was apt to do. And so I had to like learn to laugh and I had to learn to make resonance in my voice and I had to do all of these different types of things. And then I also discovered, well, I have scoliosis also, and I also have asthma. So the scoliosis, the asthma, and the lisp all combined into making it so that I had all this tension in my body. And any tension in the body affects your voice. And I'll talk about that in just a second.
You know, Stephen, with everything that you're saying, it sounds like the underlying statement is also, if I could do it, so can you. Like almost anybody can.
That is absolutely the truth. Well, I also discovered I never crawled as a child. And so I invented a crawling therapy where I duplicated crawling motion on a treadmill. And I did that for about 2 years.
Wow.
And to fix the corner of my mouth, I practiced smiling in front of the mirror for, again, about 2 years and worked through all of that and discovered mostly, though, it was all about breathing. Learning to breathe is what activates the facial muscles. Learning to breathe is what activates and moves the tongue when you produce sound. And learning to breathe is really the key to removing all tension from the body. And one of the things that Dr. Van Leyden taught me, he says, you also need to never do three things for the rest of your life. Never whisper, never cough as much as you possibly can, and never, ever, for the rest of your life, ever clear your throat. Never. Not ever. There's never a reason. It accomplishes nothing. It does nothing. And it's actually harmful to your body. And it's not just harmful to your voice. It's harmful to your health. If you clear your throat and cough, it actually makes you sick because you're using less resonance in the body. And also if you whisper, same idea. So if you do those three things, it actually doesn't just affect your voice. It affects your health and your life.
Well, thank you for passing on that wisdom that he was probably one of few doctors who knew that and even fewer who probably shared it even at the time. So thank you for sharing that. Already we've gotten a lot out of this call, I mean, this conversation. I'm surprised to hear you say that you sounded awful. You might not have known you said that because you maybe are used to telling that story, but you and I on our call were talking about how that's a judgment. Let's talk about the fact
100%.
That, yeah. So let's talk about how anybody can actually sing. I love what you said about that.
Excellent. So when I went into my lesson, I'll just use Mary Had a Little Lamb. It sounded like Mary had a little lamb. That's the sound quality that it had. And so that's what I mean by it wasn't awful, but it was extremely unhealthy. And what I teach people now is there's no good, bad, right, wrong, correct, incorrect, proper, or improper way to do most things in life, dance, walk, talk, or sing, or produce any type of sound. There are ways that are healthy, and there are ways that are less healthy. There are ways that are effective, and there are ways that are less effective. And there are ways that will get you to your goal, and there are ways that will keep you from your goal. So I think the translation of me sounding awful when I went into my lesson is it was unhealthy, it was not effective, and it would not have gotten me to my goal.
In a sense, it also wasn't the real you or the ultimate you.
That is correct.
Because you also didn't have either the tools or you had learned some unhealthy behavior. Say a little bit about how you say everybody grows up singing and before talking.
So we breathe water for a certain amount of time, and then we pop out of the womb. We take a deep breath. That's the very first thing we do. And then we go like this. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is singing. It's exactly the same thing. And we need to understand that not just in our culture, but in all the cultures around the world, people are born the same way. They come out of the womb and they do that. They sing. We sing before we talk. And if you understand that, that translates into everybody sings. The reason we don't think that everybody sings is because we have learned how to approach it with judgment. And that is a learned thing. We've learned to think that, oh, that's a good sound. That's a bad sound. That's a popular sound. That's an unpopular sound. Ooh, that sound hurts my ears. And that sound, you know, makes me feel a certain way. But the truth of the matter is sound is not to be judged. It's not. And we've all given permission to these judges of things like, you know, these television shows, the reality shows. We've given them permission to judge us, and we should not have done that. Mm. We need to understand that if there's no judge, if there's no real authority, then there is no good, bad, right, wrong, correct, incorrect, proper, or improper way to do anything. There has to be an authority attached. And the only person that has authority over you is you.
So that means you won't judge me for having cleared my throat while I muted the microphone?
Well, no, but I have high concern for you because I recognize that if you clear your throat, then you're doing it more often than not. And if that's the case, you're causing friction.
Well, I was doing it more for levity because I wanted to play rather than focusing on that. I wanted to focus more on what you were saying about expression, because that's ultimately what you're highlighting here is
Amen.
The fact that we are
right.
connected to unlimited expression. And yet what came up for me while you were describing that is that we label these things. We label it singing, and some people say, I can't sing. We define the types of expression, yet, as you said, everyone is capable, and everyone does it. And it's the judgment that has, you know, either hindered or built fear or made people hesitant or whatnot, yet all that's doing is suppressing their mode of expression.
That is absolutely true, 100%. And, you know, one of my students, she comes in, you know, she's in her late 50s, early 60s. And she comes in and she says, I could never sing. My sister could sing, but I could never sing. Can you teach me to sing? I kid you not. 10 minutes later, she's like, Amazing Grace. Like literally just blowing out the walls. And I've never seen a person so emphatically happy, like amazing, like, right? She was incredible. Then I saw something that changed my life forever. She got so angry, so fast. And you can guess why. Her whole life, she did not sing because she was told that she couldn't. She was in her late 50s, early 60s, and for the first time realizing I could have been singing my entire life. Mm. And I remember that happening and me thinking, I don't want this to happen to anybody else.
And when we come back, that's a good place to start, in the sense that what we're talking about tonight applies to so many aspects of our lives, just like mm-hmm. this woman you're saying got upset about the fact that she could have been singing all her life. Well, we could have been in relationships we could have mm-hmm. that we wanted to be in. We could have been mm-hmm. In working environments that we wanted to be. We could have gotten the job we wanted to get. We could have gotten more sales or whatever it is. And I mentioned sales specifically because you have a great technique and a great way to help us through certain aspects of these. So when we come back, we'll get to talking more with Stephen A. Harms, our interview guest, about sales and how we can use these techniques and the things that we're learning today to help us in our lives. In our next segment, we also have our Ask Dorothy segment. And then a little later on in the show, our live performance guest, David Frank of Little Doom, is going to perform for us all on the Life Changes show when we come back after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They're dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am for intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We're back and we're learning how to open and utilize our voice effectively and intentionally with our guest Stephen A. Harms here on Episode 713 of the Life Changes Show. We wrote up on Facebook, what if you're not a singer? Like, why should you care? Well, we also wrote, it's not just for singing, it's for sales, it's for your job, it's for your health, it's for your relationship, it's for your life. So, Stephen, how is it possible that what we're learning here today could be for all of that and more?
Well, that's a great question. And I get asked this question a lot. And so I created an acronym because I like acronyms. So as you get to know me more, you'll find out that I literally have hundreds of them. And one of them is what I call sales, S-A-L-E-S. And what that is a reminder to all of us about how and what causes us to take deeper breaths when we create sound. So S is to speak slowly. That's S. If you speak slowly, what happens? You have to take a deeper breath to talk slower. A lot of people talk like this. They talk really, really fast. And when we're in a conversation, they really have to say as much as they possibly can. And that's what the hell they really talk. What that is that's a person that says three sentences in every breath. What I encourage people to do is to use three breaths in every sentence. And what that does is it slows you down. And of course, I don't have to go into all of the benefits and advantages that you have in communication, relationship, understanding, and of course, in sales itself, if you talk slower. Agreed?
Oh, agreed. So that was S. Okay.
That's S. The next letter is A, and that stands for authoritative. From the moment you're born, everybody has a lower voice than you. They're your authority. And that continues all the way through elementary school and as you even get older, even in junior high and high school, until your voice starts to change. And we have discovered now that in general, the CEOs of companies are taller with lower voices and they are more successful. Why? Because we recognize that a lower voice has more authority. We stop and listen to it more. It also has more resonance. And not coincidentally, to take a deep breath or to speak slower, you need to take a deeper breath to have a lower resonance in your voice and give it that full authority. This is true for both men and women. You also need a deeper breath. L stands for, well, we've played with this one a lot. We've actually called it love. We've actually called it longer. And if you love the sound of your voice and you love to make longer words, you get the L. And what that is instead of talking like this, where you break up every little word, you instead talk like this, where you don't break up every little word. And not coincidentally, longer words are legitimately basically singing all at the same time. You can't tell where I'm singing and where my voice is just speaking through. So when you make longer words, you're legitimately, literally singing through your speech. And E is energetic or enthusiastic or emphatic. You can pick the one that you want, but it's the idea. Somebody asks me and they say, hey, how do I put more energy in my sound? I get asked this all of the time. You ready? This is the solution. You simply intend to put more energy into your sound and you will. You just decide. All you have to do is just open up, take a deeper breath and go, I'm going to put more energy in my sound. And you automatically will. So that's E. And then, of course, S is to smile. To smile when you talk, which requires taking a big, deep breath. So I'll have you guys try something, although I can't see you, and the audience at home also can try this. Just tap your teeth. Open your mouth and tap your teeth. What you should feel if you do that is that immediately there's a surge of breath that goes into you. You can feel it simply because you started showing your teeth once you decided to tap them, which is the equivalent of smiling. It requires a much deeper breath. And of course, a smile is basically a relaxed laugh. And you start to discover that laughing and singing and I'm talking and the way that I do that are all the same thing. So legitimately, what I'm actually teaching people how to do if they work with me is I'm teaching them how to put laughter and singing into their speech so that they can practice that all day long, all of the time. And of course, if you're doing that, you're smiling. And if you're smiling, well, that's also going to help you in all of your relationships. And of course, the coup de grace is if you smile and laugh and sing more, they have proven scientifically you are healthier and you're ready. You live longer. But only if you can learn how to get it into your speech. If it's just the random ways that we laugh and sing in you know, randomness throughout our lives, that's not enough. You've got to get your speech. You've got to get laughter in your speech and also get singing into your speech, because then you can practice it all day long. And that is what will increase or improve your health and increase your lifespan. It affects the serotonin, serotonin, all of those things,
and
right,
all that
everybody
jazz.
Always talks about, right? And, so, you know, and dopamine, that's the other one, right? You increase your own dopamine simply by laughing and smiling more when you talk.
I'm learning a lot tonight, because I even had to look up coup de grace to make sure that I had that one placed right.
Oh, he probably has an acronym for that, too.
And look, now you guys are smiling more. Now, you ready for this?
That's only because I'm still tapping more, my teeth.
That's great, Mark. Thank you for that. But gentlemen, if you smile and laugh more, this is where this really gets fun. It makes other people smile and laugh more too, doesn't it? Which means you can legitimately say you're improving other people's lives and helping them live longer by you smiling and laughing more.
I say that to Filippo all the time. I say, Filippo, why don't you smile more often?
Oh, wow. But I do have to say this. I am going to come back with a compliment. So it's easy to laugh around Mark. He's a very funny guy. And I, you know, it's interesting because when you went to the L and you said, we've gone round and round about the L in sales, and you said, we've talked about love potentially and longer, I thought maybe you were going to go to laughter, interestingly enough. So
we did toy with that as well.
So it's all in there, huh? It's all in the L. So you work with people individually, obviously, and then you work with groups, and then you teach courses. And there's a particular course that you teach at VOIX, V-O-I-X. And you teach all this, and you teach intention, and specifically intention of experience or intention experience, right?
It's a great question. Basically, all coordination in the body works with two things. You have the thought or the intention to do it, and then, and only then, if your body knows how, then and only then can it act upon and manifest your intention. Think of it like a basketball player who does free throws, right? They pick a certain way that they shoot the free throw. And if they're getting an 87% shot on the court, they're not going to change anything. They're going to continue to do it that way all of the time. The voice works that way too, but only if you're intentional about it. What I was sharing with you earlier is basically whatever sound you're currently making, you're not intentional about that sound, and you're not intentional about that breath. You're simply doing what you were doing an hour ago and this morning and yesterday and last week and last month. If you want to change it, you have to be intentional to decide to do something different, which is basically learning to take deeper breaths when you create sound. And that's what the acronym does. If you talk slower, you need a deeper breath. If you want that lower authoritative sound, you have to take a deeper breath. If you want longer words, you have to take a deeper breath. If you want more energy, you have to take a deeper breath. And if you want to smile when you talk, you must take a deeper breath. That is how all of that plays out. And I do this with seminars. I do this with CEOs. I do this with whole companies where I literally show them, hey, if you smile more, just that alone, and talk slower when you're doing your sales, and I'll show you how to breathe in such a way that'll make that sustainable, your revenue stream is going to go up like crazy. And that is a fact. It is not a theory.
Well, you have shared your voice with so many from movies and TV and, of course, concerts, performances and all that. And now you're more and more you're sharing your wisdom through your coaching and through your workshops. If you are interested in hearing more of what Stephen has to offer or learning more or signing up for something, the next time Stephen does a course or working with him directly, you can go to StephenAHarms.com. We have his information, of course, and his website, and you can also hear him sing on our webpage for Stephen A. Harms. And but you can find him on YouTube, etc. But find him at StephenAHarms.com. Connect with him if you're interested in learning more about what he has to offer. You certainly have gifted us with so much here today, Stephen. Feels like the beginning of more great conversations.
Well, thank you so much. And Stephen A. Harms is also my Instagram and my Facebook name. So that's okay, pretty easy to find. And, well, and actually, just, you know, and it's not a correction in any step of the imagination, but it's actually Stephen A. Harms. It's the awe. And that's part of my my trademark and brand, is the idea that I put the awe back into my name, and I put the awe into other people's lives, and everything starts with awe. And that's part of my course as well.
I like it a lot. Stephen A. Harms, thank you so much for being our interview guest today on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, gentlemen. It was really an honor to be here, and I'm grateful that you are changing lives through life changes.
And here we are right together, and I'm smiling already. Oh, nice. And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy segment.
Dear Dorothy, this is Josie in Los Angeles, and I need some advice. I've been married for over 14 years now, and I love my husband very much. I believe he really loves me. However, not a day goes by that it doesn't remind me of something that I did in the past that was, in his opinion and mine, not a good choice. I know I have not been perfect, and I truly am doing the very best to make better choices every moment of every day. I have asked him to please join me in focusing on the good rather than the not-so-good of the past. He gets upset when I ask him for this because he says it's just reminding me, so I will make better choices today. How can I get him to stop?
Dear Josie, thank you for this great question. I believe that your husband loves you in the way he has been taught to love. In my opinion, way too many people have been programmed to believe that loving means to point out what they believe we should be doing instead of what we are inclined to do. I would love to see you, dear Josie, choose loving yourself and to not go into reaction when he brings up the past. Since you acknowledge that he loves you, you could choose to respond by simply saying thank you and affirm that you are doing your very best to make the most elegant choices possible from this moment forward. Letting go of our past choices gives us a new start and a fresh beginning. I don't know anyone who hasn't made mistakes. I certainly have, and yet I believe that overcoming those experiences have made me who I am today, and I am grateful. We are not victims of our past, and it's important to work through any negative emotions. So if his reminders bring up any pain, it will serve you to shine the light on that particular situation, put it behind you, and move on to a better future. And let's remember that the only person we can ever change is ourselves. Since he refuses to stop, you choose to accept that these comments are simply your husband's way of loving you, and you can choose to relax and move on and experience more peace and joy.
Aw, thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com.
Mark, you're so funny. Okay, we'll be right back with our performance guest, singer-songwriter David Frank, live on the Life Changes Show right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and the little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show, broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio online with Mark LeJour, and our performance guest is an award-winning singer, songwriter, guitarist, and leading man of the band Little Doom. Welcome, David Frank, to the Life Changes Show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure, and what a wonderful opportunity to have you on at this time as well, since you not only know Stephen, but have worked with Stephen as your mentor. So what a great example I think we're going to experience tonight.
Yes, Stephen's great. He's been a very good influence on me, and, you know, he's also taught me a lot about my voice and how not to sing and, most importantly, how to talk. So, you know, it's been a great experience for me, and I can't wait to just play some music and just share what we got.
Well, thank you. And actually, you know, we didn't get a chance to talk about Stephen's mission statement for his company, but I think it's on our website. People can go read it, but it's very special. And you actually, just before the show, I hope you remember what you said, because I didn't have a chance to write it down, but you said, I can't wait to, and then you said these beautiful words. Do you remember? Like, you probably say it all the time and don't even know it.
I think I said, I can't wait to just express myself and share the love and our message with the world.
Yes, yes, yes. And so where does that sentiment come from for you? Was that before the music, or that's what the music was about? Or,
I mean, one thing that, you know, I just try to do every day as a human is just be the best person I can be, lead by example. And, you know, actually Stephen taught me this, and I didn't even know this myself or how to put it into words, but My goal with the music, my goal with my words, especially when I sing or talk, is just to hug the world. Mm. And I'm just doing my best every day to make that happen. And Stephen is a big portion of why I think that way in this past year since we met. And I thought like that before, but I didn't know how to put it into quite clear message than before I met him.
Wow. What a beautiful testimonial. And it's obvious that you are doing it already. And so before we actually get into a song and the upcoming songs, one of them that hasn't even been released yet, that's very exciting. But let's talk about a little bit more about that, because on our webpage for you, David, we posted you and, of course, Little Doom, your band, of which you're the leading man, the official video of Human. And I was so touched by that. Tell us about that.
Human is one of my favorite songs of all time. And it started with a wrote with the guys, you know, a couple of years ago. And we had this crazy idea about trying to make a music video with the world. And our band partnered with this company, Global Citizen. And we kind of came to an idea with help trying to make a music video for the song. And then our manager at the time had connections all over the world. And everyone that we showed the song to just wanted to lend their ears, their time, to help make a beautiful message. And we had people from in Africa, you know, Israel, you know, Japan, all across the world, just choreograph these dances, these messages of, to them dancing to the song, or donating their time. And I didn't know what to expect. I was super nervous because I never worked on that big of a scale before at the time. And it came together so beautifully. And the message in itself is so clear. You know, it was just a celebration of life. It's a celebration of all your flaws, of all your strengths. It's a celebration of being human. And I think, you know, our guy, Justin Grimaldi, who helped put it together and who had the kind of the vision at the beginning, really pulled it together for us. And I am so proud of that video. And you know, if you guys haven't seen it yet, please go check it out.
Yeah, check it out. You can check it out on YouTube. You can check it out on our page for David Frank on the Life Changes Show website. One of the lyrics that stuck with me was, "It feels good to be human." It's like, wow. Like, when have I ever heard that before? Like, never. Actually, Dorothy says things like that, actually. I take that back. And so you two are going to need to talk. We're all going to need to get together. I just know it. But where'd that come from?
You know, it came from my best friend, who's also the lead guitar player in the band, the day after my grandfather died in 2016. It was very hard. He's my best friend. He's the reason I kind of started music professionally, because he helped me get a good start. He died, and I was just so sad and angry. And I was angry at just, like, why he had to just, you know, why was the world doing that to me? Why did he have to leave? And, like, I had all these just weird feelings. I didn't know how to process them that well. And James said, you know, that's the best part about being human. We can feel, and it feels good to be human. You're allowed to feel these things. You're allowed to see the world that way, you know, but it's all about feeling, and that's what being human is using your emotion to convey something or express how you are or what you're feeling in that moment, or, you know, that whole thing. So I'm getting a little emotional talking about
it. Me too.
Sorry, let me just take a minute. But that in itself is the essence of being human. You know,
thank we're allowed you for sharing to, that.
You know?
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Well, you're about to share another special thing with us. Here's a song that hasn't even been released yet. I think it's dropping this week. You have a show that you're doing live in LA this week. People can learn about that on your Instagram, Spotify, both on your pages and on your social and on the band's socials. So we have all of those links all on the page for David Frank. You'll find them all there. David, tell us about this song, and then we're going to get to hear it.
This song is called Ocean. It is the third single coming off our brand new album, debuting at the top of the year for the band Little Doom. This song comes out on Wednesday. We put a lot of love into this album. It's the first LP that we've done, and it's the third song, and it's all about, you know, love the vast deep blue sea and how it, you know, shaped me as a human. I'm a big surfer, I'm a big scuba diver, and the ocean just has a really special place in my heart. And this is just kind of an ode to how special it is to us, of being a band from Malibu.
And this is the unplugged version, you and guitar online, and of course...
Yeah, this is just the unplugged, simple acoustic, just me and my voice and my guitar.
And here's David Frank with Ocean.
Coffee stain painted on my shirt, distracted by rolling tides in a blue desert. Crisp air that doesn't hurt, connected by candy skies, the salt of the earth. That party dress all soaked with rain, standing there blank stare in a hurricane. Oh, it's calling to me. Is it calling to you, to you, to you? I left my heart by the ocean, 'cause I love to ride off the high in emotion. Close right to the edge, a mystery I can't comprehend. Oh, we're falling in circles, we'll float through the break. No time to worry what tomorrow brings. I left my heart by the ocean, 'cause I love to ride off the high in emotion. Oh, dance through the tide, going up and down, up and down, 'cause here I lie, and what I found is I let my heart by, I let my heart by the ocean. Calling to me like I'm calling to you, keeps calling to me like I'm calling to you, keeps calling to me like I'm calling to you, to you, to you. I left my heart by the ocean, 'cause I love to ride off the high in emotion. Yeah, dance through the tide, going up and down, 'cause here I lie, and what I found is I let my heart by, I let my heart.
David Frank, thank you so much.
Yeah, that felt good to play. That was it's a minute we've been playing such as a band. It felt good to play a little acoustic.
That felt good to us too. I was feeling that. Interestingly, I was it resonated when I read a quote that said, "David's music is a friendly hand on your shoulder that is right there with you every step of the way." Wow. So go to our website for David Frank, find so you could get his links to Instagram and Spotify and YouTube. And then we also have the Little Doom website up there and the Instagram and Spotify and YouTube for them too, for him too, as part of Little Doom. And David, because I'm curious and I think the audience would be interested in hearing, and you're so up front, thank you so much for sharing like you are.
Yes.
You've received awards and have done very well, and you've written for, obviously, with the band for Little Doom, but you've also written for others successfully, and what determines if you're writing a song, like maybe you're asked to write a song, but if you're ever writing a song, do you ever feel like, no, this one's for me or this one's for somebody else?
Oh, I know right away.
Oh.
I know right away. You know, there's, and I've been in situations where, you know, people beg for songs and or artists who are like, they hear a song and like, you know, sometimes I, you know, with the catalog or with big artists, not naming anybody, but like, you know, people, I show them, we as musicians and artists, we'll share music. I'll check this, what I'm working on. I'll check this, what I'm working on. And then, you know, when I write it, sometimes I don't have that intention when I start out to write, but when I write it, I know right away. When I hit that final chord, when I hit that final note or write that final word, it's like, oh yeah, that one's for me. but there's been times where, like, you know, the check or the thing was a little bit too good to say no to, so I had to get rid of it. And sometimes I regret it, but, you know, at the same time, like, it has always been, I always follow my first instinct, and yeah.
Okay. Well, one last thing that I think the audience would really appreciate. It's no coincidence that you're called Little Doom. No coincidence you have a song called The Ocean or Ocean. Yeah. Why is that no coincidence?
You know, Little Doom is the name of a beach that me and the guys grew up on in Malibu. It's a place we grew up on being kids and creating special memories, only to make name our band after it, you know, years later. And it still is one of the most special places in my heart. It holds so many good memories, and it's just a really good place for me to walk down to and meditate and just thank the ocean for all its beautiful memories.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I'm actually surprised. I know you and Mark have met before. I'm actually surprised you didn't meet on Little Doom. Isn't that where you spend some time, Mark?
Yeah, definitely spent a lot of time in Little Doom and all around Point Doom and that whole area westward. So absolutely.
Yeah. So now, well, so what's the next ocean song we're going to hear?
This the next ocean song is actually not a song about the ocean. It's a song about my wife.
All right. So Angel in My City came out just recently. It's a single that dropped. Was it earlier this week or something?
It was about a month and a half ago.
Okay, a month and a half ago. Okay, so we're going to get to hear the unplugged version of that too. Is it self-explanatory or can you share something about it?
The song is pretty self-explanatory. Mm-hmm. I wrote it for my wife. I wrote it as if she's a speaker watching her live my dream.
Oh.
And wow. Hoping it doesn't change me or hope I don't, you know, like, just be a different person. And it's been a really good anchoring point for me in my career.
Wow. How special is that? We're going to get to hear David Frank performing live here online on the Life Changes show, his song Angel in My City.
Let me say it. Let the words fall out. I know you need glory, it's part of your story. You tell yourself, I tell you I can take it. Cracking jokes right now, but I'm breaking inside. It's a matter of time before you have to go dream in California, where everybody knows your name. I hope that you get what you ask. While praying that you stay the same. Now my world is upside down, my feet don't touch the ground when you're not with me. You're the angel in my city. When I'm running on the edge, feel like I've lost my head when you're not with me. You're the angel in my city. Ooh, ooh, tell me about the sunshine. Keeps raining here all day. Do you miss me yet? Can we pay our rents? Everything okay? Does it hurt like a slow burn when you're moving at the speed of light? No, I can never stop you. Nothing I can do to keep you from dreaming in California, where everybody knows your name. I hope that you get what you're after while praying that you stay the same. The world is upside down on my feet. Don't touch the ground when you're not with me. You're the angel in my city. Running on the edge, feel like I've lost my head when you're not with me. You're the angel in my city. So much wiser than I was before. When you come back to me, come back. Come back to me, come back. When my world is upside down, my feet don't touch the ground when you're not with me. You're the angel in my city. Hey, when I'm running on the edge, feel like I've lost my head when you're not with me. You're the angel in my city.
David Frank, wow, we're glad you're in our city.
Thanks, so, man. appreciate you.
Thank you for sharing that. We appreciate you and the music and the sentiments that you're bringing out. Again, you can find all the links for David Frank and for Little Doom on our website, for David Frank, the webpage. But his Instagram's really easy. It's just david.frank, right?
David.Frank with two K's.
Oh, okay. Well, there it is.
Yeah, the one K was taken, so I had to improvise.
I believe you. All right. Well, what a pleasure. Thank you. You know, I know you got a big show coming up this Wednesday. You're going to drop the new song, At Least One. We look forward to following your career, knowing more about it, so we could also share it with our audience. All the best to you.
Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate you for having me.
Our pleasure. And with a big thank you to David Frank, our performance guest, and to Stephen Harms, our interview guest. That is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our executive producer and co-host, Mark Lejeur, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at the Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.